Dying dinner.
Yeah, I'm ready now. I brought something with... Oh, I've got it. Yes. I brought something with the person, which he spent a long time in Besen trying to work out, and we arrived at a problem that we couldn't solve. Can anyone guess what this might be? A trapped? Where he slipped it? A trapezium, no. This is a pressed date. No more or less, a date they've taken, and then they quetched as well, and no one can tell at all where it comes from. So half the halachas are very clear and half aren't clear. And we got stuck and we put it to the audience to see what they would write officially. Anything that you've got pressed is a machloikas and machabe and the Ramon and a similar age base, haloshna machabez, machabe with everything. Tomorrow, referring actually to dates, shemiachon, he crushed them, he pressed them, and he made them an iso. It looks like a dough, but then it's boya priyoids. And the same said the mechaba, even what's called pavudo jam, when it's nice and soft. And it comes from berries. Anything that comes from berries, it comes from poets or adoma, remains its aloha, unless you made a pure liquid. Less than a pure liquid, it retains its aloha. The Ramo dingtzach. And the Ramo says, it's shakal nebid voy. And it's a big shayla on what the Ramo dingtzach. Zok the Mishnah Berurah and the Maskona. Unimportant what the Shaila of the Ramo is. This is the halacha. And the halacha is, says the Ramo, if you can recognize where it comes from, it retains its own bracha. The classical example for that is mashed potatoes. On mashed potatoes, everyone makes boy pri adoma, unless Mr. Sanz Heineken, the potatoes, for some reason, the chakra may be grower, then the mashed are no better than the potato itself. But anything that you mash and you can recognize the originality of it, retain its aloha and it's boikra adoma. Who are then, if you've got avocado, got an avocado, you press the avocado, everyone knows where it came from, plaptus, the boikri awaits the same as before. However, if you mash something you can't recognize, adek moshon marzipan. The marzipan is still hard, it doesn't become a liquid, but the marzipan originally arrives from nuts, from almonds. Can't recognize it at all. Can't recognize the almonds at all. No, it's hard. According to the Machaba, boy priwaits, according to the Mo, shakal nibivore, a marzipan made shakal nibivore. Who are then hummus, I like to pronounce it, which comes from chickpeas. Can't recognize not the chick or the pea. Nothing being there. Shakal nibivore. If you got chalva, also comes for the shakal nibivore. No regular it comes from. If you got apple puree, which is very pure, no shtiklech inside, called Ramo shakal nibivore. Peanut butter, if you want to take a level of peanut butter and you want to eat it, you make shakal nibivore. No one can say where it comes from. Kalva choyma.
The peanut butter
with the pizza. I've come there, excellent. Martin is sticking with that. Come, let's be machlo. I'll get there in a second. No, don't be sorry, it's the right thing. If you've got things which are made from flour, and nice and solid hair, everyone, even the Rab Machaba alone, the chocolate will be born. So you've got something called bamba. You know what bamba is? Only the Israelis know what bamba is. Sorry, it's a bit of rich, you don't mind, no?
Chasatrak,
yeah. If you've got bamba, shakal nibivore, got latkes, made from flour, got Pesach cakes, which are made potato flour, everyone makes shakal nibivore. And that, because even the machaba who goes out, press something, but once I make flour out of it, the holiday is a shakal nibivore. If you got an apple puree with small pieces of apple inside, an apple puree, everyone is masking, you make her eights, you make on the apple stickler. And we bought Me'iker Adin, who eats patters, everything, even according to Damo Me'iker Adin, who eats an apple puree, covers it all. If you got crunchy peanut butter, and you're a bit of a fressing mood, so you want to take a little spoon and eat it up, goes Kulukedeus. Although correctly so, you say, It should be by Pri Adonai, because I can recognize the pieces. Zokrab Shem Zalman, you can't recognize the pieces. Taylor Vejiv, a little stickler there. When you got stickler of apples, you can see it. In the crunchy peanut butter, here you've got little pieces there. After someone told you it comes there, if I give it a piece on its own, what? So I can't decide for you on crunchy peanut butter. Whatever you do with the Zayla, not a problem. You got the kugel, you got some, you get a potato kugel, which is made from grated pieces. They're soft, they're long lokshen pieces, but it's made into a kugel, or kegel, whatever they call it. There. Boy, the priadoma. Still pieces. It's not being, even the Ramor, who holds when I crunch it completely, it's not crunched. You see all the pieces there, you see all the potato kugel that will remain, or grated carrots, ukedoima, anything like that, retains its own bracha because the pieces are still there. If you take something and change its shape completely, kegoin, a very common type of food, is called popcorn. Can you recognize where it pops from the corn? Corn is recognized, comes from the corn. But it hasn't become not powder, not mashed, not liquid, it's just changed its shape. And the best example of that are crisps. If you wouldn't know where the crisp comes from, well, sausage was verbrocht zu machen. But the yois, you haven't powdered it, you haven't mashed it, you haven't softened it. All I do is change its shape. Retains its old brocha, popcorn, and the same brocha. And now comes a problem of something called cornflakes. What's a brocha on cornflakes? So you look in Rabbi Moshe, Ligris Moshe, in one place he says, Shakun David Bore. In one place he says, Boire Pira Doma. It depends how the cornflakes were made. Some cornflakes are made that they first ground into powder, and then they make the flake out of it. Shakun David Bore. Some cornflakes are made because you've pressed them. It's the same as it was before, but reshaped. Boire Pira Doma. So some, I think that's a story in some places, the Taka writes on the outside, Shakel or where the writes of the thing. It's become a big problem with later then. If you start writing on the box, what property made, has it got in Seamus? You have to put the box away in the Seamus, and we've got enough problems because of the Seamus without that. So cornflakes depends where it comes from. The desiccated coconut cake, which is very common, Allah seemed to say, I would have thought you might know it comes from coconuts. Everyone would give a shakun David Bore. It's not recognizable at all. Shakun David Bore. The big machloikas, and I can't in Manchester talk about this, and that is chocolate. Everyone knows that Diane Krauss, who is a mumche godel on Hilchos Brachos, I think he'll especially take the chocolate and make it loud, very pre-awaits, just to show that that's what it is, because the chocolate bean is planted for that. B'chol zois, Arav and Yoshevan and the boys in the old hole, the Tzazar changed before the old Shakni Bilbo, and even Rav Shlomo Zalman, when the Lomdas said it should be by priates, he's masked Malochel Maisha, the chocolate, the maisa you make on it, the by priates. Abashar Shakni Bilbo. Huh?
This first sefer.
Who?
The
I said, he's available for you. Can you talk to him?
Huh?
Yes,
yeah,
Charlotte. Fine. Yeah. Parva sausages, shakun David Bore. Whatever it's made from, no one recognizes the origin from it. Kendevese is the word in sugar shakun. Adkan, you got the facts right. So, therefore, what point do you make on this? Shakun David Bore. That wasn't the Shaila. Now comes the problem, which we didn't have a good answer for at all. What is a brocha achorina? The Ramor says, you make shakol nebidvore, not because he holds the halachas asoi, but he said, there's a big machloikas. Rav Rishonim hold, it should be boire priyoetz, and miut shakol. Let me make a shakol, and dovah shob al chol nefesh, everyone will be happy with it. So the Ramor only says, you say shakol nebidvore, because the chol adeus, if I make shakel, all rishon will be tzafreden. This, however, the brocha achorina, is a be'en sholosh, it's mikalo eitz. If Rav Rishonim held that there's a Gemara, that this is a boy priorates, and then we've got a din of Shivas Aminim originally, Tafich Machen, Aloetz for priorates. Says the Mishabua, of the Ramor Toch Kepask in Shachel, and for Shachel comes Boyer in the Foshes. What's all it from? So of the Mishabua, if you have something like this, and you have to come along and take a grape to make Boyer priorates, taking some lemonade, Shachel in the and make two waters. Now, regularly I get calls, I know what's coming with this hand, so I'll ask it on your behalf. Regularly we get calls, a lady will ring up and says, what broth would you make on this? So I say, ooh, a very hard question. You must take a carrot and make a adoma, you must take lemon and make shakel, and then you cater for it. She said, look, I don't need you for that. Just waste it on there. Can you please tell me what broth to make so you can give her it? The Mishabura doesn't know, the Mughal Avom didn't know, the Rishon didn't know, the Gemara remains by Teiku. What do you want of me? There is such a thing as a Sofik, a genuine Sofik. If you don't know, because you don't know where to look it up, is one thing. Zan Musik was Upsra Sofik. Zok Mishabura, this remains a Sofik. And if this is eaten by you, you must make sure to have a grape to make aloeids, have a lemonade, make one of us. However, if you haven't got a grape and you haven't got a lemonade, says the Mishabur Maskona, you make aloeids, because since most Rishonim hold the God of Tamorim, you should make aloeids. Now, Shahakl Bochur Rishonim and aloeid Bochur Achoyla, what do we advertise? If you want us to write the broch on the label, this is Shahakl and aloeids Val Prioids. The public will not understand what you're talking about. Correct? Mm-hmm. So we have to write on the packet, I am Mishnebura, yeah, on these small packets I've got about four or five stempels in different Bogadilim, yeah, and the packet with the right, by the way, it's I am Mishnebura, is a problem from putting in shame Mr. Peklet as well. So Oilem Yitzchak, we did not come to any solution over it.
Like,
you know?
Rice.
Yeah?
Rice also, two different brachas.
Right, two brokers.
Rice.
Maskonas and Mishnebura. Someone asked me on rice, and no, Boyim the Mezoinus and Boyim the Foshes. The other way round is the Fashtech, huh? The other way round, Eric. It's Mevoroshes, it's clear of us. We have nowhere, anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch, when the official, this is a Mechaba, what you're saying. The Mechaba says, Boyim the Mezoinus and Boyim the Foshes. Not a problem, but the Mechaba says so. We have nowhere in the Holy Book of Brochus that says you make shahakel and men sholosh nishtor zazach. So Mr. Brewer at the end of the day says, I'm matzav, I can't do it, I can't help you. Try your best to avoid it. If you can't avoid it, do it. Vosam Eshraim, kenish machu litzonus from the Boran there. We didn't know what to do, and we haven't given a hech of the Valley. I don't see because of that. The Valley has a shash teloim. While we're at it, we talk about Bochus Achroinus. Adobe says Shriach Moed, and I know there's a big machloikus on it, along the Achroa. On Kiddush Shabbos morning, many people have a Kezayis. You have to have Lord to be Yotze Kiddush. You need to eat a Kezayis on Mazoinus, otherwise you're not Yotze Kiddush. You must eat that Kezayis, you must eat it within 4 minutes from along the Achroa's Pras, otherwise you don't need the Kezayis. Some people haven't got that problem. They've got a problem of eating many kazaisim. And they've got a different problem. It doesn't apply today. But someone eats less than that. Sometimes, however, you get a bit of wine while you're at it. And you drink a little bit of wine, but the wine is not a revius. So in Shulchan Aruch state, on many occasions, that the broch achroina for liquids is different to the broch achroina for solids. Solids, everyone agrees, behind the kazais. And the broch for liquids differs between the kezayis and the revias. It takes four different standards. Kezayis, there's a kebetza, there's rov revias, drangod and revias. There are four different shittos we're showing. Says the poskim, when you drink some water, you either drink less than the kezayis or more than the revias. Once you drink in between, you are running into a sofik. And one should not run into a sofik brochus. Because at the end of the day, you can't make bochachoyna. The chatchila to eat something and make yourself a sovi bocha achoina, you're causing yourself not to make a bracha. In front of Mishnah, which the Mishnah is chamisho lo yitroimu. The five people that should never take tumor, one of them is chamun lo kamik a bracha. The case that he's old, he's not wearing clothing, and therefore he's able to make a bracha, he can't make a bracha. Therefore, to do something and avoid the bracha is absolutely wrong. So don't, when you're doing something, you must either drink less than a kezai, so when you have little schnapps of l'chaim, of wine, make sure it's either very small or a nice big glass. Very regularly, on the Shabbos morning, you will have a little bit of Kiddush wine, and the Kiddush wine will be more than the kezayis, but less than revis. If you can't eat bracha achrona, you're running into a problem. But since you've had a piece of cake at the same time, and you're going to make anyway ala michi on the cake, now comes the big machloikas. In Shulchan Aruch states that if you have cake and sofik yayin, what's sofik yayin? The wine must be the right percent of grape water with only water. I mean, if you dilute your wine too much, you've lost your boi gofen. I've got now some wine, we have a sofik if it's a boi gofen wine. And that's my shia to make a bocha achrona. I've got sofik wine, what do I make? I can't make on its own now, I guess, it's a sofik. But anyway, I make alamichio. So it's not a bocha levatola. I make anyway alamichio. Can I include the alagefen at the same time that I make alamichio? The bocha levatola. So the Shulchan Aruch, I can't do it. So what we're now with the din? I've had vagai a shir of cake, a sofik a shir of wine. Can I include the other list? Everyone thinks you can't. You can't do it. I'm a fool shemachaber. If it's a sofik, it's not a bocha levatola. Incorrect. I didn't correct. The reason why I can't include when it's sofik yayin, because it's called a sofik sheker. If it's not wine, I'm telling a lie. Ala gefen, but there's no gefen, nothing here. A sofik lie, I can't include. But the sofik shia, there's no lie at all. A sofik of the nisht. Why shouldn't I include it? But I'm only affected this type of myself about this for a reason. Ich mache ein Kiddush, ich mache Kiddush. Drink genug wine of a sofik, and I've got my cake there, it will coil perfectly right to do it. You can be included, not even a problem. You make a vada, an amichio, make a sofik, you've got a bit of wine with it, you include it while you're at it, perfectly all right. While we're at it on the Kiddush morning, you've got another big problem here, and that is, a lot of people after Kiddush, they take some lemonade and they drink it, and they've got wine. Now they drink the wine first, and afterwards comes the lemonade. The halacha is, if you drink first wine, and then you drink mashke, don't teshah. How much wine must you drink? Ooh, you're a bit liberal on someone else's wine here. Oh, depends who's making the kiddush. You may your kiddush as much as you like, but he's making the kiddush, and you're saying to the wife. So the mishnah brura tasofik. You're not sure how much to drink. At the end of the day, he thinks Melo Lubov, which is Rav Reviz. So you're right, Rubu Kikulu Alamon. Rav Reviz, while you're at it. Rav Reviz. So if you drink Rav Reviz, often at Kiddush, you drink a little bit of wine before, less than a Reviz, a lot Rav, and then you want to drink lemonade afterwards. You've got a problem. What to make Boris Shem? Let's ask someone else to drink what's here. While you're at it. Rabbi Moshe, and it is Moshe, but a Welts Kiddush. Now Moshe says, if you have cake, and the cake is vada ala michyo, and you drink a mashahu of revius, less than a shir lechol adeus. So Rabbi Moshe, Chazal won't mechayv you a brocha. But if you're making a brocha anyway, so Rabbi Moshe, even a mashahu. I don't know if it's Rabbi Yoshe of Namol, but Rabbi Yoshe is not less than the second Moshe. So I'm not going to be machia, even if you frame the shayla, if you want to include in the bocha achrona, you can include that. Can I say, oh, it's 20 past, I must say, while Rav, yeah? I say, while at it on Rav, it's not on the list, but while we're at it, in Hilchos Sukkah, many people every year get the same shayla. They've got kinnana, all their children come home, and you know, the children, they love to sleep in the sukkah. They don't like to mind for games one night, and go upstairs to bed, stairs, and they don't feel, but the little children, they say, oh, so sukkah, my rabbi's in the sukkah, in there. So you put all the mattresses, I haven't got enough room in your sukkah because all the angels have turned up. Loads and loads of mattresses all there by night, perfectly all right. כן יהיה לך תחילה לילה יסוק ודפיד סיגיאת. וזה הכל לך תחילה. So, there's three areas which are called Rav. Sedo a minion, when it says you have 10, you need 10 people to make your minion. You only got 6. Can you number 6? No. Don't say Hubeke Kule that. It must be Kule Mamish. Do I did on Leil Seder, I must drink a Revius of Yain. Can I drink Rav Revius? Can you look? I'm Yoitze, but I have Chila Shilu Leholot. Sedo a din Shrita, you have to Shech Tu Simoni. Lechat Chila Mishech Rav. Amor with the Shia must be full. Amor the Shia is Lechatchila full with the Eved Rav. And Amor is Lechatchila Rav. You must sit in the Sukkah. Can you Lechatchila be Rav in the Sukkah? Or must Lechatchila be full in the Sukkah? But the Eved Rav in the Sukkah. Now come in there. Can I Lechatchila go to bed and stick my feet out? Zok the Rav and Yoshev and Rav Shlomo Zalman, both the same thing. Many people sit with their feet under the table and the table is 10 fucking high. The table is 10 for a mile, whatever is underneath is not called in the sukkah. No shamanu me'olam, that you mustn't sit with your feet, you must put your feet on the table. We're not in parliament there. The kashan, the midrash, the kashan, is that I said that shir once, I had a carpenter this year, and he says, die in there, he says, most tables aren't 10 for a mile. What was I going to tell you? La locha, la locha. La locha. Start for this.
Maru now.